2. History. Location: Market Square in front of Bex am Markt, Deutsches Haus.
We will begin our historic and maritime sightseeing walk with a few details about Bremen. Neighbouring towns Bremen and Bremerhaven, which is located 60 kilometres north, are nowadays surrounded and also separated by another German federal state called Lower Saxony. Both cities together form the smallest German state. The pursuit of independence was always of the utmost importance for the people of Bremen. In 787, Bremen was established as a diocese under Charles the Great. Around 200 years later, Emperor Charles Otto I granted Bremen market privilege, so the town could develop into a centre of trade. The market settlement turned into a city. In order to preserve its independence, Bremen became a member of the Hanseatic League in 1358, the powerful alliance of cities ranging from Flanders to the Baltic area. Finally, the imperial immediacy, authenticated by the Linz Diploma of 1646, constitutionally confirmed Bremen's autonomy and independence. From then on, Bremen was a free imperial city. From 1806, with the dissolving of the old German Empire, Bremen was regarded as an independent, sovereign, free state and called itself the Free and Hanseatic Town of Bremen. In 1871, Bremen became a federal state of the new German Reich. After briefly losing its independence under the National Socialists, Bremen was re-established, together with Bremerhaven, as an independent federal state in 1947.
Nowadays, Bremen is the 10th biggest city in Germany and has around 548,000 residents. It stretches in a long shape along both sides of the Weser River and is around 38 kilometers long and 16 kilometers wide. This means that Bremen has the lowest population density of all large German cities.
Bremen's coat of arms is very well known. Maybe you've seen it already in a slightly modified form on a bottle of Beck's beer, the worldwide renowned beer from Bremen. A special feature is the silver Bremen Gothic key on a red background. The key is the symbol of Peter the Apostle, the patron of Bremen's cathedral. It is also interpreted as the key to the kingdom of heaven.
Bremen is a large, modern city with unmistakable charm. Modern worlds of knowledge like the Universum Bremen or the Overseas Museum present science up close, and an attractive promenade with ships and restaurants has developed in the heart of the city on the Weser. The varied cultural life of the traditional strong-willed Hanseatic city gives Bremen its unique character. The Bremen Theater, the Shakespeare Company, or the many museums, such as the Weserburg Museum of Modern Art, for example, one of the first German collector's museums. From the staging of musicals to big operas, down to its own theatership, there's something here for everyone's tastes.
Bremen's most important economic sectors are the automobile industry, aerospace technology, logistics, electrical and mechanical engineering, plus the grocery and luxury food industry. Have a look at the inscription on the Deutsches Haus in front of you. In English, this is translated as, "In memory of the brothers who share the fate of our separation." Erected as a Guildhall cafe, using fragments of old houses taken from the old town, the house that bears this admonitory inscription has been reminiscent of the division of Germany ever since its reconstruction in 1951.
Now please set off for the middle of the market square to the side of the Roland statue.